So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Elf.
Oh, smart. Lord of the Rings is super hot right now. So who's this tall, good-looking elf man?
I was thinking that loud SNL guy, Will Ferrell.
What? Yes, he actually has nothing to do with Lord of the Rings. It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, he's a Christmas elf.
Well, kinda. See, he was a baby at an orphanage being cared for by this old nun, and then he sneaks into Santa's bag and ends up in the North Pole.
So Santa just headed directly to the North Pole after visiting that specific orphanage and never looked in his bag again?
That's what we're going with.
So then one of the elves volunteers to raise him, so he's raised as an elf.
Oh my god.
What?
Well, that poor old nun lady.
What are you talking about?
They're not even gonna attempt to bring this baby back to the orphanage.
No.
So for the rest of her life, she's gonna be haunted by the thought that from her perspective, a child was stolen on her watch, never to be seen again.
Ooh! Right.
This is off to a dark start.
I mean, now that you mention it, yes, it definitely is, but we could pretend like it's not, maybe?
That works for me. I love pretending.
So they think his name is Buddy because that's what was written on his diaper, but when he grows up, he doesn't really fit in with all the elf stuff, you know, like the elf showers, and he can't keep up with anyone's magical powers.
So what does he do?
Well, his adoptive father shows him a picture of his birth parents and tells him that his dad is living in New York City.
Did that nun leave a photo of his parents in his diaper to get pooped on?
I guess so. So Santa sends him off to NYC to find his dad, but warns him to not check out any peep shows.
What was that?
So he goes to see his dad, Walter, but it doesn't really go well, so he wanders into the Gimbel's department store and gets mistaken for one of the elves working in the fake Santa village.
Okay.
And he sees a beautiful employee, Jovi, and becomes infatuated with her.
Oh, I guess he wasn't attracted to little elves, but now that he sees a human woman, he's aroused for the first time.
Well, that's not a cute way to put it.
Well,
anyway, so the next morning she's showering at work and he enters the room and starts singing along with her, which freaks her out.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, that's super creepy and intrusive of him.
Well, he says he didn't know she was naked in the shower.
But you said they had showers in the North Pole. How could he not know?
Hey, shut up. So then Buddy freaks out because he sees that the mall Santa isn't the real Santa and they fight and he goes to jail.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, and so Walter reluctantly bails him out and brings him to a pediatrician to get a DNA test to see if he's really his.
Doesn't it take multiple days to get results from those?
No, this is one of those pediatricians that's set up for instant DNA testing.
That's not a thing.
But it might be.
It isn't.
So the doctor tells Walter that the best thing he could do is bring this fully grown man who thinks he's an elf and has just been arrested for a violent crime into his home to meet his wife and his child.
This guy's not a real doctor.
Well, yeah, no, he's gonna be played by an actor.
Never mind.
So Buddy hangs out with the family and shows off his ability of somehow not being dead from diabetes.
And Walter's wife is just fine with this?
Yes, because if she wasn't immediately super cool with it, then I'd have to spend time on that, and I don't wanna!
Got it.
And then he accidentally shows her his genitals.
Accidentally? First the shower, now this?
Yes, and now Buddy wants to connect with his half-brother Michael, but Michael thinks he's a weirdo.
I kinda do too.
But then he shows off his superhuman snowball throwing skills in Central Park, and they become friends.
I thought Buddy didn't have magic elf powers.
Oh, yeah, well, in this scene he does.
Oh, okay.
So they head over to Gimbel's, even though he got a restraining order, and he asks that girl Jovi out on a date.
I mean, he thinks he's an elf. He snuck into the bathroom while she was showering. He went to jail for a violent crime, and now he's defying a restraining order. It's gonna be tough to get her to go out with him.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's the main character, so it's charming, so she's gonna say yes.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, the movie's called Elf, and he is the elf, so he's going to be desirable.
That makes sense, yeah.
So anyway, eventually Buddy really pisses his dad off by accidentally making fun of a man with dwarfism.
Oh my god.
So Buddy's all sad and depressed, and he walks up onto the Queensboro Bridge.
Is he gonna frickin' jump?
No, he's just gonna kinda sadly look at the water, but then he's gonna see frickin' Santa Claus crash into Central Park, so he's gotta run over there.
Isn't that kind of a long run?
There's no way for me to check that, so then Walter and Michael also see the crash, so they run over as well. Now the three of them have to help Santa.
Just the three of them with Santa alone in Central Park?
Yeah, just the three of them and Santa. It's not that far-fetched.
Yes, it is.
Whoa!
That's not a reaction that makes sense to what I just said.
Well, listen, a lot of other people do see the sleigh crash, but instead of going to check it out, they all just kind of gather at the edge of the park behind a news lady who's talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of people standing around in disbelief, and also Josh Rubin is there. They don't know what is going on.
Who?
And it turns out there's not enough Christmas spirit anymore to make Santa's sleigh fly, because people people don't believe in him anymore.
Well, that doesn't really make sense. I mean, the parents would see gifts under the tree each year that they themselves didn't buy. Who do they think got those?
Well, listen, sir, that's a problem with every Christmas movie, not just this one, so get all the way off my back about it.
Ow! Let me get off of that thing.
So then, to get more Christmas spirit going, Jovi's gonna sing, and everybody's gonna join in.
I mean, that little crowd of people is probably not enough to make the sleigh fly.
We'll see, everybody watching the news is gonna start singing as well, like some bikers in a bar, a little girl in her bedroom on a little TV, the people back at the office on a projector.
Those sound like the last situations in which anyone would be watching the news.
Hey, shut up. So then they all start singing, and Walter's gonna join in just in the nick of time, and Santa flies right above them, and he's off to deliver gifts.
Wow, so the news reporter has a huge story on her hands. Santa just flew above her head, and there were a bunch of witnesses.
Well, no, see, she's speechless for a second, and then the news cuts back to the studio, and they say they guess they'll never know what happened and drop the story completely forever.
Why?
The movie's almost done, sir. We're not gonna open that whole can of worms.
Unopened cans of worms are tight.
And so then Buddy impregnates Jovi, and we're done.
Well, it sounds like a great Christmas movie, and hey, if it does well, we can make a bunch more of them.
What could possibly stop us?
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.